The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
The journey is eternal, my beloved. Saint Paul. Each of us have taken our own journeys. Mine has been famous for the twists and turns that I took before I came to go and came to understand the truth that our beloved brother Jesus taught in my time. But indeed, as we struggle, as we continue to walk step by step upon the path of life, God is eager to guide. God is eager to love. God is eager to give to you whatever you require to come to Him in supplication, in desire, in opening up your soul to His divine touch, allowing the Holy Spirit to awaken you with God's essence. The world is a difficult place to maneuver. Your own mind is a difficult place to find God, for the mind sets up so much resistance, and the world around you continues to reinforce resistance. And yet somehow you have broken free, somehow you have found the way. Somehow you see your true selves in relationship with the truth of God's existence and the truth of God's love. God will ensure that you find your way. In fact, all souls, no matter what condition they are in at this present time, will at some point find their way to God. Whether they walk upon the path divine and know of His love and the redeeming qualities of this love, or walk upon the path of the natural man, satisfying the desires and inclinations that will bring that individual to perfection. Either way, God is a part of this journey. Either way, whether the individual knows or not, whether the individual seeks it or not, God is there. And so each of you seek out your Creator, a desire, an inner longing to know and to be with them. And in this, God responds in love, in nurturance, in sending His angels in your midst, in bringing the truth for you to know and acknowledge and live by. God has always worked for the benefit of humanity. Even though humanity casts aspersions on God, blaming God for so much, God does not take offense. God smiles in benevolence and love and joy towards His beautiful and wondrous creations, humanity. And so you are blessed, my beloved. So you are blessed. beyond compare, beyond reason, beyond anything that you might imagine. This blessing is greater, is deeper, is wider, and is more profound. And so it is for you to discover this, to come to understand how wondrous is God's love for you, and how that love will indeed transform you and awaken you and bring you to oneness with Him. It comes now. It pours upon you, my beloved friends, and it shall for all eternity be the way and the light in your life. God bless you, beloveds. I am Paul, and my love for you is great. I have great sympathy and compassion for your struggles. Or have we not all struggled? Have we not all come to a place where those struggles have been worthwhile, where the blessings have come in response to our pain and our fortitude and our desires? So it shall be, and so it always shall be, that you will be blessed, my friends, blessed in love, always, forevermore. God bless you. God bless you, beloved. My love is with you.
I am Mary. Each one of you has one celestial angel guide who walks with you and will continue to walk with you as you progress throughout your time upon the earth plane. This is a gift from our Heavenly Father to help you through your struggles. For the earth life is a challenge, but know that you have the gift of divine love within your souls. You have the gift of a celestial angel to help you, to guide you, to walk with you. You have the gift of your Heavenly Father's care. And He is solicitous of your needs and your desires. Although you have challenges, you have gifts that will help you to move forward in your progression. You will always have all that you need and more. You only need to ask and open to receive the Father's blessings upon your souls. Always seek the Father in each step that you take, and you will have all that you need and more. May God bless you. May your souls always be open. And my gift of love to you is offered. I am your sister Mary. I live very high in the celestial heavens, and it is my privilege to come speak to you children. My love is with you. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.